Bezrus Hashem, our halacha topic today are two disparate halacha topics that emerge from an analysis and an introduction to the Isser of Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah is the last of the 39 malachos in the Mishkan. Nevertheless, it is the first topic in Maseches Shabbos. Tosfos at the end of Dibur HaMaschil Yitzios explains, because Hotzah is what is referred to by Chazal as a malacha geruah. It is a weak malacha. Tosfos suggests there that because halachos are so nuanced, it was dear to Chazal. We don't run away from complicated sugyas, even in the Daf Yomi, and we do our best to try to tackle them. And it was chaviv to the Tana. It was dear to the Tana, the topic of Hotza, even though it's a hard malacha to tackle. What exactly, and this is our introduction to the malacha of Hotza, what exactly do the words Hotza malacha gruahi, as Tosa says four lines in on Beis Amud Aleph, and repeats again in Dibur HaMaschil Pashat Balabayis, what exactly does that mean, and what are the two halacha lemaisa implications, possible implications of that discussion? Tosas Dibur HaMaschil Pashat Balabayis elaborates more. He quotes the Ri two lines into the Tosas, where he says that Hotza is a malacha grua, it is a weak malacha, it's hard to understand, if you will, because Mali Hotzi Mirushus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim, Mali Motzi Mirushus HaYochid L'Rishus HaYochid. If one moves an object from a private domain to another private domain, from one private house and another private to another private house, and there isn't a house in between, then Min HaTorah, Mid Rabbanan, we have to learn Maseches Erevin for this, but Min HaTorah, the halacha is that one has not at all violated any Isser of Motzi Mirushus L'Rishus, as described in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. However, if one has moved an object from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYachid, then one is Chayiv. So the details are very fine and are unclear. The Torah taught us the Isser of Hotza, because as Chazal will bring out later on, the 39 Malachos, one of which the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Vav says, was moving the items from a Rishus HaYachid in the Mishkan to a Rishus HaRabim, that's the Yisr D'Oraisa. However, even if the object's domain has been changed, since the Torah, through the Mishkan, never taught us the case of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, then one is Nachayiv, and that, Tosa says, makes Hotza a Malacha Geruah. Its boundaries, its definition, is unclear. Ramban, Rajba, and I saw a quote in the Masifta, they also mention the Orza Ruah, flag on the play in the Masifta, that in their Panini Halacha, they did not mention that. It's also the Shita, the Ramban, and the Rajba, the more basic Rishonim, hold that the reason why Hotza is a Malacha Megrua, in the language of the Ramban, Shar Malachos She'ena Masuris El Mitzad Atzmon, the other Malachos are usher because of a change that you've made in them. However, here, it's dependent on the Rishus. Other Malachos are not dependent on the Rishus. Most understand, this is how the Sefer Primosha understands, that what the Ramban and the Rajba are saying, and here the Masifta is right in the Arzarua, it's explicit, anytime there's no change in the object itself, then it's a hard Malacha to qualify. All the other 38 Malachos are a Malacha because you made a change in the object. You cooked a food, you wrote something. However, when it comes to the Malacha of Hotzah, there was no change in the object itself. These are two different pshatim in the Rishonim. Why are we discussing this in the Halacha section? So I would like to point out that there are implications of our Hezber for Halacha Lamaisa. Firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it that Dav Beis in Maseches Shabbos falls out on Chol HaMoed Sukkos in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Let us give an application Halacha Lamaisa on Sukkos. There are two different customs, and for many this might sound as a surprise, about whether there is an Isser of carrying on Chol HaMoed. Of course, if the carrying would be Litzarech Yom Tov, so then in such a case it would be permissible. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself. But what happens if you're carrying things that are not necessarily necessary for Yom Tov? Do you need to check your pockets, just like you need to check on Yom Tov and Shabbos, if it's Hotzah Shelo Letzorech. This would sound very strange to people. However, the Chazon Ish is quoted in many places. There's a arichus about this by in Rav Sternbuch Sefer Moadim Uzmanim Simin Reish Ches Tzadi in Chelek Hay, actually held that Hotzah was Asur on Chalamoed as well. Why is Hotzah Mutter according to the majority of poskim? Why do we not have to check our pockets when we go out on Chalamoed? At the end of the day, the Gemara tells us that what's permissible on Chalamoed are things that are either a Dover HaAved or Tzorech HaMoed. Take a look at the Mechaber in Simin Tov Kuf Lamed. If you take a look on YU Torah, we have a whole shir by itself on the halachos, an introduction to the halachos of Chalamoed. The answer, writes Rav Sternbuch, he thinks, is the following. Rashi in Moed Katan writes that the prohibitions of Melacha and Chalamoed are Mishum Tircha. It seems to be even the Lashon of the Gemara on Beis and Mebeis. It's not that all Melachos are Aser, that we transfer over all Melachos of Shabbos. However, the Torah doesn't want us, or the Rabbanan, that's the Machlokas Rishon, whether Melacha and Chalamoed is Yisur, the Rabbanan, or the Raisa. The Torah or the Rabbanan don't want us to do Melacha in general to distract us from the holiness and the uniqueness of the day, even the day of Chalamoed. According to Rashi, the Isser is an Isser of Tircha. Rav Sternbuch then argues the following. When it comes to Shabbos, Hotzah, we already learned, is a Melacha Geruah. It clearly is not an issue of Tircha. What does it seem is Rav Sternbuch's definition of a Melacha Geruah? You don't have to make a change in the object to accomplish the Melacha. Everything stays as the status quo. There is no Tircha involved, like when it comes to cooking and writing and sewing. Hence, it will qualify as Mutter on Chalamoed. It should be noted that the Chazon Ish disagreed, as we mentioned before, as well as in the Sefer Amudei Or, where he argues that all Malachos of Shabbos are prohibited on Chalamoed, except for those that have a Tzorech, or it's a Dover Ha'aveh. The scope, of course, right now is beyond Daf Beis in Masechet Shabbos. Take a look at Svarim that discuss Hilchos Chalamoed and Shiurim that introduce the basic concept. Here already, I believe, is implication number one. Rav Sternbuch's justification for the Heter fits in beautifully according to Ramban and Rajba's definition. According to Tosos, the Malacha Geruah component of Hotzah is entirely irrelevant to whether there is Tircha or not. One could justify and say that it's going to be Mutter because the only Isser on Chalamoed is a Melacha of Tircha, but to use the notion of Hotzah, Melacha Geruah, would not be correct. Hence, Rav Sternbuch is assuming, by definition, the idea of the Ramban and the Rajba, as opposed to the idea of Tosos. In other words, Rav Sternbuch cannot point to the expression of Melacha Geruah to prove that carrying doesn't qualify as a Tircha. What would happen if an individual carried something heavy from one place to the next? If you say that Shabbos Hotzah is unique because there's no change in the object, maybe that would qualify as far as not being Tircha. However, you cannot use the concept of Melacha Geruah according to Tosos if it means that it's vague in what Rishuos we're referring to. Bottom line is, most poskim do not follow the position of the Amudei Or, and most say that the Isser applies of Melacha specifically that has some type of Tircha involved, and however you explain it, whether you use the concept of Hotzah Melacha Geruah or not, many argue that since Hotzah does not have Tircha, therefore it's going to be Mutter on Chalamoed. It's interesting to note that the Be'er Halacha in Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Vav is mashma that Hotzah is included amongst other Melachos. However, the Shevet Alevi in Shailos HaTshuvos Chelek Vav Simin Samaches points out that the Rambam never mentions the Isser of Hotzah when it comes to Melachos Asuros B'Chalamoed. And the list of Melachos that are Asur, according to the Rambam, Midrabanan, the Rambam holds that the Isser is Midrabanan, nowhere there does he mention Hotzah. Just one ha'ara on Rav Wozner's Raya. any poskim today are choshesh for the position that malacha on chalamoy is an isur d'oraisa, maybe one cannot bring a raya from the Rambam if one is choshesh for that position, because the Rambam is only delineating those isurim that are isurei d'rabbana. Again, it's something serious to take in keep in mind that the Chazon Ish was machmir. Another implication of the uniqueness of Hotzah and its discussion in a totally different area of halacha is the issue in regards to what exactly do we learn out from the Mishkan when it comes to defining the parameters of the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. The most important discussion probably in all of Hilchos Erevin is what is the qualification of a Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa. We will, of course, revisit this many times. In Simin Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin, the Mechaber quotes two opinions. The position of Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, are all that you need 600,000 to be Chayiv Otsan to Rishus HaRabim, because it's not called a Rishus HaRabim unless it resembles the Rishus HaRabim in the time of the Mishkan. However, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch following the Rambam, Ramban, and Rajba is that one will be chayiv if the size of the Rishus HaRabim is 16 amos wide and it does not need 600,000 people passing by. I throw out to my Talmidim on the web the following possible suggestion of what's behind this machlokas. The positions that hold that you need 600,000 say that we have to learn not only from the Mishkan the domains of what the Rishus HaRabim were, but also every single detail, including how many people were in the Rishus HaRabim. This is the position of Rashi and Tosfos. Let's talk about Tosfos particularly. Tosfos had said that Hotzah doesn't make any sense. We just learn out all of its parameters from the Mishkan. That's what means Hotzah Malacha Grua. If that's so, according to Tosfos, then presumably one needs to learn out everything, including how many people there were. Ramban and Rajba don't. Maybe one could suggest that this is because the Ramban and the Rajba were of the opinion that Hotzah Malacha Grua has nothing to do with the way we structure the domain of the Yisrael Hotzah V'Achnasa, but rather it's simply because the object is not changed. But that we have to learn all of the details out from the Mishkan, that is not what's learned out, and that is not what is expressed by Chazal in Hotzah Malacha Grua. Hence, I would like to suggest a second implication in this machlokas between the Ramban and the Rajba, and Tosas on the other hand, whether one needs to learn out all details of the Mishkan, which becomes the crux of the machlokas, whether today, in order for something to be considered Rishus HaRabim, you need 600,000 people. According to the Ramban and Rajba, that has nothing to do with Hotzah being a vague malacha, and it doesn't govern our characterization of Hotzah, learning everything out from the Mishkan. Why is it a malacha grua? Because there isn't a change in the object. However, according to Tosfos, who says that malacha grua is that the domains are unclear, so then one needs to learn to the Mishkan and say, well, Rishus HaRayachid, Rishus HaYachid is not Chayiv in Mishkan. Rishus HaRayim, Rishus HaYachid is Chayiv. If that is what makes it unclear, then maybe one would also need to learn the parameters of Shishim Ribu as well. The purpose of this introduction was twofold. Number one, to introduce to the Dear Talmidim these two different Halacha L'maisa discussions, and as well, in other words, about Chalamoid and the concept of Shishim Ribu and Rishus HaRabim, and as well to familiarize ourselves with the basic shitos of what is the meaning behind Hotzah Malacha Grua, and also to introduce that this is the reason why we spend so much time in Masechet Shabbos discussing all the nuances of Hotzah, because what was difficult to the Tana is something that was dear to him. There's a lot to learn from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Beis Hashem, this concludes Daf Beis in Masechet Shabbos. We will leave Halacha L'maaseh discussions within carrying itself till we do some more of the sugyas within Masechet Shabbos and are better prepared to deal with the many shailas that come up in regards to carrying and erevin. Beis Hashem, this concludes Daf Beis Halacha section.